Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. The number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Allie.
And Mark is gone on vacation. He obviously had a lot to do in the absence, in my absence here, to kind of fill in my shoes. And I think he burned out a little bit, so he needs some time off. Yeah, for sure, for sure. So he has taken, actually he's taken Marv, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle.
He certainly deserves that. He needs an escape.
Yeah, so, of course, for those that don't know, Marv is the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle. It's the RV that our friends Pete and Ademo bought at libertyontour.com. Actually, it's Pete's, but Pete and Ademo have been riding around in this yellow and black, really, it stands out. You can't miss Marv when
it's
driving by.
It does not seem like Mark's style at all.
Well, I mean, he's bringing the whole family with him on a vacation, so. Okay.
They're going to be looking flashy. There's all kinds of Liberty stickers on the outsides of the truck and promoting all these messages of strike the root, so.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
He's going to capture some attention on his trip.
There's some great Liberty-oriented advertisements on there. The Free Talk Live has a banner on Marv and a Free Keen as well. So he is going to get a lot of attention, and I guess he's willing to do it. He probably got a really good deal. Probably got a better deal renting Marv from Pete than he would have going to, like, an RV shop or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so it's a great way for him to get a vacation and do a little bit of activism at the same time.
And promoting the Shire community.
Yeah, exactly. So he's going to be driving around Maine and New Hampshire. So it's kind of not really a staycation, but certainly going to be a regional.
Isn't he going on a cruise?
Yeah, the Liberty Cruise thing. I believe that's still going to occur in early November.
Okay.
But I'm not positive because I'm not going on it. I'm going to be here doing this show. So we're here to take your phone calls about what you want. Mark's going to be off for the next week. 855-450-FREE is the number here. More news about the Occupy protests that are going on around the country and are gearing up for this weekend when it's supposed to be the big day, I guess, or a big day, yeah. Where a lot more will be happening.
International Day of Occupation, I hear. Is
that what it's being called?
Yeah, it's October 15th,
so
Saturday.
Derek, you had some information on some goings-on, I guess, over at the Boston event?
Yeah, this thing is really heating up. I mean, over in Boston, they've been occupying for 10 days. I'm sure there have been people there before then, but it's really been big for the last 10 days. Now, last night, starting at around 1:30 a.m., as reports, you know, CBS News and some of the other, like Boston Globe,
mm-hmm.
Today, the police have reported that since last night, there were 141 arrests in Greenway Park, Boston. So originally Boston had been occupying this one park, Dewey, and then it got a little bigger and people had some different messages. So they sort of just, you know, separated. And the ones over in Greenway Park got huge police violence on last night. So they were saying that the people were unlawfully assembling.
Now, that, lovely.
Yeah, that just raises a lot of questions in my mind, I mean, about what the Bill of Rights means. And
obviously, it means nothing.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the First Amendment is very clear that you have the right to peaceably assemble.
Right. So the mayor, he says that he sympathizes with the protesters. This is like, I don't know if it's in name only. I don't know how he's sympathizing because these are people who have not hurt anybody. He said that they shouldn't be on Greenway because they just added $150,000 in shrubs to that park, and he was concerned for the public safety of those shrubs. I'm not even joking. You can look up the articles. That's why he said they were tying up the city, the protesters were, because they had been setting up these, like, tent campsites, you know, just so that they could occupy more effectively. But he says he's open to suggestions, but civil disobedience will not be tolerated.
Let's come back to that point here in a moment. The idea that he says he's sympathetic to the protesters.
He's pandering.
Well, sympathetic just means he feels sorry for them.
Yeah.
Remember, there's a difference between sympathy and empathy.
Right.
And empathy is where you can empathize. You can feel as they feel. I believe I can empathize with the protesters because I've been there. I know mm-hmm. what it's like to be a part of a protest. I know what it's like to have the police crack down and arrest peaceful people. And even if you've never actually experienced it, you can still imagine if you want to try to put yourself in their shoes. So you see a video online of somebody being assaulted by the police. You try to put yourself in their shoes. That's how you can empathize with somebody. Otherwise, showing sympathy just means you feel sorry for them. Oh, you poor, poor protesters. It doesn't mean that you agree with them or that you support them in any way.
Well, being that he's in charge of deploying the police onto these people, I don't think he really has the sympathy he claims to have. I mean,
he may feel sorry for them in that he thinks they're stupid or that he thinks they're inferior to him.
Well, yeah, okay, so right? That's fair. He may have sympathy on some level, yeah. Though not the one he's
attempting to portray here.
But he did order the police to hand out pamphlets to the people the night before, saying, you know, you're not allowed on Greenway, we don't allow people to camp here, just so you know, we're going to be ordering you to leave soon. He did give them a little bit of a heads up.
Right.
So I don't know if you consider that a nice thing. It's just making a threat.
So they're leaving them alone in the first park. Was it Dewey Park, you
right.
said?
Right. Yeah, they left them alone there.
And then because they outgrew that park, they're now saying, well, no, you can't go
yeah.
further than
no,
this.
No, we can't let this thing grow. We can't let this be any bigger than it already has become.
So it's based on the size of the protest?
No, well, they were saying that it was because
the
of the shrubs. Yeah, okay. they were concerned that the people were camping and they might hurt the shrubs.
Well,
and they were expensive.
You know, that's probably a good attempt, considering a lot of the people at the Occupy events are of the more liberal persuasion. Maybe they figured if they told them they were concerned about the plant life there, that would shoo them away.
Well, you might think, but they were using force against these peaceful
yeah,
people.
Horrible.
And
how many got arrested?
141.
Wow.
So,
for what was the charge?
The charge was unlawful assembly. There were some who were charged with an additional charge.
Probably like disorderly conduct or something, resisting arrest.
They were other charges like that. But it was unlawful assembly, which they defined as you must move when you are ordered.
Mm.
So it's not self-explanatory to me what unlawful assembly is, so I'm glad they put it into those terms.
Right. It's whatever it is they don't like. I've encountered this before where they will come up to a group of, say, protesters on a sidewalk somewhere, and they'll issue some absurd order like, well, you're allowed to protest, but you have to keep moving.
Right. Yeah. No, they do that in New York right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these stipulations by the men with badges is absurd.
All that is just we're in charge here and we're going to prove it by giving you an order mm-hmm. and watching you obey it. And, of course, most people will go ahead and go along with it because most people don't want to get arrested. Even people that are willing to go out to a protest aren't really willing to take it to the next step and actually stand their ground in a situation like that. Because if I have the right to assemble and protest, then I should have the right to stand still and do it. And, you just come tell me I have to move in order to have the right to protest. That's just here's a hoop, jump through it, slave. That's all that is.
Well, I wonder if in the video I saw of the New York protests, if everyone was... It almost looked like a march because everyone was all moving in one direction. No one was standing still, and I wonder if it's a situation like that where they're forced to keep moving.
It's kind of like that old game Snake where, you know, when you keep adding more people, it just gets longer and longer, but it has to keep moving.
Yeah.
So this is what's happening in the parks. In New York, it's expanding, and in Boston, obviously, it's expanded too far for the police's liking. But what I really love about this story is that the veterans stood up to the police. There was a group of veterans... I assume it was the Veterans for Peace organization because they've been active in all of the Occupy cities I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
But they were carrying American flags and standing between the police and the protesters when officers advanced on them. And one veteran was pushed to the ground as a heap of other protesters fell on top of him. So, you know, the people there were saying they could have arrested us if they wanted to without trampling on the flag. So I thought it was a nice symbol that the veterans were getting in the way of the police from doing their duty. But then also there's this symbolism of trampling on the flag.
Right.
And is this what they fought for? Is this the kind of freedom that they thought they were fighting for in the military?
Doubt it.
All right. So our number here, if you would like to share your thoughts on this or anything you want, 855-453. That's toll-free. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free and bring up anything you like at 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Derek J.
And Allie.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have listening options, so you can get tuned into our live streams around the clock, 24-7, latest episode of Free Talk Live is available for you there. Plus, you get a list of our great radio stations, over 109 stations across the country that air the show throughout the week at various different times. Our satellite listening options, including two XM satellite radio channels, our free-to-air satellite channel, and the webcam and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Now, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetime? Well, would you want to join them? I can tell you I did, and that's why I'm here now in New Hampshire, and that's why I think you guys are here, too.
Sure is.
That's exactly right.
So the idea of getting activists together, it's a no-brainer. I mean, look, that's what's happening with Occupy Wall Street and Occupy fill-in-the-blank wherever. People getting together, numbers make a difference. However, the numbers have to be like a concerted effort over a long period of time. Will Occupy Wall Street pan out into anything? That remains to be seen. But will the Free State Project pan out into anything? Well, we've already seen that it has. Community has been built. People are socializing. They're creating relationships with one another. They are creating businesses. They are getting involved in the community, and they're getting elected, and there's civil disobedience, and there's media, and there's all kinds of stuff happening here. And really, we're just getting the ball rolling. I mean, we're all essentially in on the ground floor of this thing at this point.
Just getting started.
Yeah. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this movement that is so exciting for those of you that love the ideas of liberty. This isn't just some random group of people with a bunch of different gripes about the world getting together in the streets somewhere. This is a specific community of folks that are coming together for one overarching purpose. Now, they're different individuals in that they believe different things, like some are religious and some aren't, and you know, there's different kind of belief systems within the mix. But overall, the overarching belief system is that government's maximum role should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. And that means that those of us who don't believe there should be any sort of coercive government are also welcome here as well. So you owe it to yourself to go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that and hopefully get involved. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. Maybe you are out on the ground at one of these protests where apparently in Boston there have been several, like almost 150 arrests. And this was early this morning. Is that right, Derek J?
Yeah, it started at 1:30 a.m. And so it lasted for a couple of hours. But it took them till this afternoon to get the official count from the police.
And they're charging people with unlawful assembly.
Yeah, and also a violation of a municipal bylaw.
I was wondering about that was going to be my question about unlawful assembly. Was that a bylaw? Was that a violation level charge or a misdemeanor?
Yeah, it's a violation. And
okay.
The claim was that, you know, the mayor had told the police to go and hand out these pamphlets saying, you have to leave and this is going to be a violation if you stay, and just saying that basically we're threatening you with violence if you don't move. It's absurd to me that an unlawful assembly could even happen at 1:30 a.m. Who could that possibly inconvenience? Who's like tourists or, you know, like...
Well, right. It's not about an actual complaint being lodged. And, of course, we've seen that whenever a complaint is lodged, it's usually a city worker that lodges the complaint. Like the code enforcer that came to threaten me the day I got out of jail was here because this Keene City Councilor filed a complaint against my house. So most often it's somebody who's actually within the system who's complaining about something that threatens the system. I mean, that's why it's unlawful as far as they're concerned, is because not because anyone's inconvenienced, but because it's a threat to the status quo.
Well, it sounds like it's Tyrant Menino's own complaint.
It's interesting because I wonder what the civics teachers are telling their students. When I was in school, I was told that protesting and all these things were totally acceptable in the United States. That's why it's a free country. You can protest, and it's totally okay.
Well, you can. You just have to go and beg for a permit first.
Right. They do
like
prefer that
citizen.
You ask permission, or else they will use violence against you.
Right. That way they can, of course, reject any permission that you ask for. In fact, we'll talk about that here in a little bit, where I've got a story about a man who built a treehouse for his kids.
Aww.
And we'll find out what asking for permission has to do with all of that.
Well, about permission, that's why Menino says he will not tolerate civil disobedience. And my question is just, well, why not? It's civil. So... why is the obedience of others so important to you, Menino? Like, isn't this a clue to the people of Boston that they're in danger of living under a tyrant?
Or they actually are living under a tyrant.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. And that'd be a great question to ask a politician, just to try to listen to them slime their way out of it in their answer. Because it really is all about disobedience, and they have a real problem with that. They hate to be disrespected. And they see disobedience as the ultimate in disrespect. And they want you to obey their system and obey its every little diktat and every little edict. And anything that you do outside of whatever they tell you to is a personal affront to them.
Basically, you don't like our laws? Well, then get out.
Or here's a cage.
Or here's a cage.
That you have to pay for.
That's how it is here. I mean, that's why I'm facing a trial at the end of November, because I went into a city council meeting with a beer bottle that had been emptied out and filled with water, the label removed and replaced with a label that said not a beer. So it was pretty clear that I wasn't drunk or disorderly or anything like that. I was just simply enjoying a beverage at a city council meeting. But yet I was threatened, told to hand over the bottle, and which I refused to do because I'm not going to consent to a search. And then I was told I needed to leave or else I would be arrested. And so I didn't leave because I was at what I thought was a public meeting.
Right.
And so I was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, even though nothing I did disrupted the meeting in any way, shape, or form.
No, they disrupted their own meeting.
Right.
It was their own choice, and I think they were embarrassed about it. But just like your...
Well, they don't like to be made fun of. That's just it.
Yeah, they want your obedience and nothing else. But just as your civil disobedience there and other times has empowered other people to come out and support you in the courtroom or in their own styles of activism, I say that this claim by Menino that he won't tolerate civil disobedience is only going to empower the people who are unhappy with the actions of the police.
Sure,
the people who aren't at the rally in Boston already, they better come out. I mean, I'm sure they will, without even me prodding them. They're going to come out to the courtroom and say that tyranny will not be tolerated.
I sure hope you're right about that. And that's one of the reasons why I think it's important to have liberty-minded people, because I think some are on the fence. Well, I don't know if I want to go to this thing because there's liberals around. Same thing with some people not wanting to go to the tea parties because there's fascists that are around. It's important to go to all of these events where there's the possibility to connect with people and get the ideas of freedom, or in this case, non-cooperation or occupying a courtroom out there, because maybe that hasn't been proposed. Hopefully it has, but...
But occupying a courtroom has no risk. If you're a fence sitter, if you're someone who's really not sure about how you feel about what the police did, there's no better place to be than the courtroom, where we'll certainly find justice, right?
As long as people are upset, it doesn't really matter if they're confused about why. Those are the best people to reach out to.
Yeah, absolutely. They're ripe for a new message, because people are tired of hearing the same old crap over and over again. But although I disagree with one point, Derek, and that is that it's safe to occupy a courtroom. We'll come back and talk about that.
Yeah.
At 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. .com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll free to 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates, so get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. And follow us via email updates, or perhaps you'd prefer Facebook and or Twitter. Whichever way works best for you, they're all free over at news.freetalklive.com. And coming up on October 19th, you can let the establishment know that we the people, not the media, will decide the future of this country. Head over to blackthisout.com to be part of the largest grassroots donation effort in history. They're trying to do the Ron Paul money bomb, this historic event that happened during the 2008 campaign on November 5th. They're doing it again. It's now going to be October 19th. They're calling it blackthisout.com, and it's the first step in getting the government out of your life and out of this economy. You can let the media know that you won't stand by and let your freedom be blacked out at blackthisout.com. So we're still kind of discussing the Occupy fill-in-the-blanks, there are various different protests, demonstrations that are going on around the country, starting in Wall Street, spreading to Boston and Philly and many other places. And it's going to spread even further coming up at toward the end of this week. Saturday the 15th is going to be the big day. What were they called?
The International Day of Occupation.
Right. So they're gearing up toward that. And on the way toward that, the police in some places are cracking down. In Boston, over 100 people, 140-some people arrested during the overnight last night.
Right. Just saying, scram.
And they're charged with a bunch of nonsense, including unlawful assembly, which, of course, I think would make for an interesting court case, considering that the First Amendment of the United States Constitution makes it pretty clear that you have the right to assemble. And so the question, of course, ultimately will be, well, how many of these protesters are going to take this to court? How many of them are actually going to go through and have a trial versus take a plea bargain, pay a fine, and try to make it go away? When you're dealing with 140 people, even if, 20% of them decide they're the only ones who want to take it to trial, that alone will still be a nice little burden on the court system.
Well, the prosecutors are already getting ready for that, and they've already downgraded the charges. So, not for everyone, but mm-hmm. for many of them, they've downgraded the charges, I assume, so that these people don't have a trial by jury, because the unlawful assembly carries a sentence of a year in the county jail.
So then that's a misdemeanor, then, not a violation. Well, I'm thinking
the second one was the violation of a municipal bylaw.
Right. So unlawful assembly may be a misdemeanor in that case, is what it sounds like.
I see.
But, and I don't know what the difference between Massachusetts court system and New Hampshire's is, but in New Hampshire, if you have a Class A misdemeanor, you can get a jury trial. If it's a Class B, you cannot. So it sounds like they're probably doing something similar, is downgrading it to where it's just below the threshold of being able to have a jury trial.
Right.
Which means that they'll likely all get convicted.
Well, unless there's a swell of support from the people on the benches, and we see some arrests right in the courtroom, because that could certainly happen with Occupy the Courtroom.
Yeah, and that's where you're suggesting that they should go with this. I mean, certainly they have the people. I would imagine 140 people was probably just a portion of the amount of people in that park.
Yeah, you're just camping out? Come on down. I mean, there are at least 1,000 people there last night.
Pack the hallways, pack the whole place.
Yeah, make it difficult for the prosecutors to even get to the bench.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I mean, you could fill the place with people. It is a public building. They're not going to say, oh, fire marshal code, you can only
Well, they actually can say that, and that's one of the reasons why that only 20-something people were allowed to watch my trial, because they claim that the room isn't built for more than a certain amount of people. So, yeah, they will lock people out of a public trial.
It's a different situation. 200 police arrested 150 people. This mm-hmm. time it'll be 1,000 people versus the staff of a courtroom. I doubt they'd be prepared for that.
Now, when are they setting the arraignment date for? You said they were setting it out a little far?
No, let me look that up.
Because that might be a factor here. If they don't have the arraignments, if they're just ticketing people, because most people at a protest are going to be pretty compliant. They're not going to they're not going to refuse to process. They're not going to withhold their names from the police. They're going to likely be issued a citation. They didn't. What I'm saying is, they didn't take 140 people to jail last night. They
right.
might have taken 10% of them to jail. Those who maybe didn't have an identification card on them, because that's what's going to happen. The cops are going to stop you. They're going to demand you show ID. They're going to write a ticket, and they're going to say, "All right, here's your court date. We'll see you then." And they're just going to let most people disperse on their own. The only reason that wouldn't happen to you likely is if you didn't have ID and they couldn't be positive about who you are. Then they might take you in, hold you overnight until they can get more information about you. So if they're setting court dates out, it's likely they're setting them out a couple of months, which may mean they're hoping that the protests will disperse as things get colder, and then they'll have their arraignments, and then they'll have their trials. So, you may not see trials until February, March or something like that.
They did 18 arraignments today.
Oh, wow. So they're moving right ahead with it then.
Yeah. But it seems like the court dates, could still be further out when it's colder. There won't be so many Occupy people, perhaps.
That's true, but then they could occupy a nice warm courtroom.
Right.
Well, I wonder if dragging the court date out would have people involved for a long, sort of draw out the protest, if people who are involved in this would come out for the court dates and stuff, too. That would be awesome. But I don't know how networked everyone is and how excited everyone is to go to court for someone they might not know very well, like they're in New Hampshire.
Well, that's just it. That is one of the tricks, is getting people to communicate and getting ideas out there and encouraging people to step outside of their comfort zone. I think that this is a good next step, because I talked last night about how it's all good to go out and protest, and it doesn't really usually result in anything as far as change is concerned, but it does allow you to meet people. It does allow you to network with new friends, people you've never met before. And hopefully something will come out of it, some next step. So maybe this could be a next step among many possible next steps, is to go and take this all the way through to the end of whatever the court process is, and have people go out and support those folks.
Well, I thought the point of a protest was to sort of raise questions and public awareness.
That's
have
the
people
point.
Talking.
Yes, to get ideas out there, promote a website, promote some concepts.
But it's also a meeting place. It's also a place where it's a hub of learning and sharing knowledge. And so that's why I was really excited by the work that Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund did, sending people over to New York to spread the message of liberty, because that's where people can, they're already congregating, talking yes. about problems we all share. And so let's move on to solutions that we can get behind together.
And that's what people are looking for. They don't have the solution. They don't know what the solution is. I mean, the only solutions they're really generally presented with is some politician that comes trotting along saying, I agree with you guys, vote for me.
Right.
And they don't really know much beyond what they could do.
Well, even the list of demands. I mean, to whom are you demanding these things, Occupy protesters? I know it's not everyone who's making demands, but Wall Street has official demands.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And excuse me? Why don't you just go and do it? Whatever you want to do, you don't need to ask
it's always easier to complain.
Yeah, okay. So I see where they're coming from, but I don't think it's going to be effective.
People want the path of least resistance, don't they? I mean, that's for the most part true. Obviously, people that are willing to go out and protest are willing to go against that to some extent, but ultimately, they all would like to have a magic wand waved and have everything change without them having to do much more than just rant about it in the streets somewhere.
Wow, wouldn't that be great? Well, be able to wave a magic wand and make all your dreams come true.
Well, yeah, that's, I think, how some people think the law works.
Right, they envision the government as having that magic ability to make those changes, and so that's why they're, in many cases, you know, the politicians come and pander to them, because that's the only answer they know, is, well, let's just elect somebody new. Look, Obama's going to change everything. Oh, wait, he didn't change everything, so who's next? And then the next crew comes along. So somebody has to present them with new ideas, which is why I think it's valuable to have liberty-minded people around to interact with these folks, to spread those ideas to them, because it is the right time to reach some of these people. For sure.
Absolutely.
Because you can damn well bet the socialists are out there trying to reach them as well.
So is CD Evolution.
Yeah. So 1-855-453. But is going to a court just to support somebody a safe activity? Let's talk about that on the way here. And, of course, take your calls about anything. And on the way, the treehouse, the illegal treehouse. We'll tell you more about that. This is Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that you keep saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? 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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Allie.
And you can join us on our website, of course, over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, we invite you to do some shopping with us. You probably have already shopped at Amazon. If you've been online for even a short amount of time, odds are good you've been to Amazon's website. The way to shop through Amazon is through our affiliate link. And what you do is you go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see different Amazon links at the top for different countries. Click on the one that's right for you, and it'll take you to your favorite Amazon site. It's the same great Amazon with the same great prices and huge selection that you're used to, free Super Saver shipping, all the usual Amazon stuff. It's just you're entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's a great way to get the stuff that you're looking for and help Free Talk Live out at the same time. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Now, have you ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with information on how to use the court's rules. And until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts and costs less than an hour with any good attorney. The 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in just a weekend. You can visit jurisdictionary.com and download the variety of free tools that they have there for you. Free legal dictionary, free videos, weekly tips and tactics newsletters, that's also free. And you can buy their course, jurisdictionary.com. Use their pull-down menu and choose Free Talk Live so they know that you heard about it here. Jurisdictionary.com. And speaking of courtroom shenanigans, Derek, you had suggested earlier that it was safe to go to a courtroom and to back somebody up, like to go and show support for somebody.
Yes.
And I think that's generally true. But any time you place yourself within the physical realm of the government bureaucrats, especially the aggressive ones that tend to inhabit the court system, like the court security agents, the bailiffs, the sheriffs that might happen to be lurking about. The man in the robe, of course, is ultimately in control of everything there, and whatever he says goes. They don't even question what he says. So if he wants to arrest you for something, he can have that done, even if later the arrest is thrown out, as it was with our friend Ademo, who was arrested and charged with a felony for asking a judge 3 questions on the judge's the man in the robe's way into work. That charge was dropped because it was nonsense and because he had a video camera with him the entire time. But the point remains, he told his goons to arrest him, and they didn't question anything. They just went right ahead and did it. So if there's something that they don't like about you, maybe the fact that you're wearing a hat in court, or just something simple, that you may not necessarily think about. Usually they give you a warning. Usually you have the ability to kind of change what you're doing or take your hat off or leave the courtroom. But you never know. You are essentially dealing with people who have the ability to get away with whatever they want to. And if they feel like taking you and handcuffing you and throwing you around, then they will do that.
Then, yes. Having heard this, I will have to acknowledge that it can be dangerous to step inside of a courtroom because the people who wear badges can and may do anything they want.
Although that said, if you are there with others, that helps mitigate that risk.
Definitely. And if you're only there to occupy, if you're only there to show numbers, and you're not there to wear a hat in the courtroom as part of your civil disobedience, or if you're willing to bend to some, you know, minor technicalities that the bailiffs want you to bend to, then you can still do effective occupation of courtrooms relatively safely.
Yeah, when I went to a courtroom to see your arraignment, I had a good experience with the locals there. Sort of, it seemed like most people were on your side. Some of the people were acting hostile towards the other people there. They're supporting you. One of the activists sort of, he came in with a hat, and of course they got onto him about the hat, mm-hmm. and then there was a struggle, and then people don't like to see the... It was almost like in school when there's a kid acting up and all the other kids are like, why can't you just, you know, go along, be along?
Right. We're all suffering because you've decided to stand up.
Right. You're holding us up. So
I've experienced that in that courtroom where I was standing recording. Usually I've got my video camera in there and recording whatever the trial is. And I heard some nasty woman making just awful comments about the liberty activists. Something similar to that of how, you know, we're all inconveniencing them or whatever. And I can understand, I can get where they're coming from. You know, a lot of people that are going to court, they got work to go to. They want to, you know, get it done, get it over with.
No, their gripe is not with us, though. Their gripe has to be with the inefficient government.
But it's much easier to place the blame on the activists.
Well, sure, but it's inaccurate. I stood in a long line today at City Hall, but I didn't blame the people who were standing there. I blame the inefficiencies of the way the business is run.
Yes. So you are correct in your assessment, but that doesn't mean that your thought process is going through their minds. They see the activists as being the ones. Like, for instance, when the police came to arrest a dozen of us at the jail last year, we were having a nice little protest there and waving signs and waving at the prisoners. The prisoners loved it. and then the police showed up and arrested a dozen of us without even warning us first. So, again, sometimes you don't get a warning. Sometimes you just show up somewhere thinking you're going to support somebody peacefully, and then the cops swoop on in and arrest you. But in the newspaper article that was written about these mass arrests, the claim was that, well, the police had to go and respond to these activists, and so, therefore, a woman who got in an accident on Main Street, there weren't any police around to respond because they literally called in all the police from Keene and some cops from the surrounding towns as well. They had Keene, Marlboro, Swansea, they had a state cop there, and they brought out jail guards. So they had, like, five different jurisdictions of police out there to arrest us. And there was a woman who got in a car accident on Main Street, and they had to call in a cop from Swansea the next time town over to come and respond to an auto accident in Keene. But it's all the activists' fault, because if we hadn't been there doing activism, then the police wouldn't have had to arrest us. Now, of course, that's completely inaccurate, because the police don't have to do anything. They could have sent one cop out. He could have looked at us and said, oh, well, right to protest, right to assemble, I'm out of here. But no, they chose to make those arrests. And we see that, but the average person may not see it that way.
No, the average person knows that cops have discretion because they always try and weasel out of a speeding ticket. So every person knows who's had a speeding ticket knows that cops can use discretion. And the same can apply to the people who are protesting.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they won't place the blame on the wrong party, because they see the activists as stirring up, tipping over the apple cart, doing things that are unnecessary, and why can't you just pipe down? Why can't you just go and run for political office and stop upsetting?
I think I see where you're coming from. A lot of times they're going out of their way, and sometimes to intentionally cause a stir. And a lot of people don't like that, because they see the officials as just, oh, they're constrained to the system like all of us, and the activists are just trying to make it harder on us, or I don't know. I'm trying to assume that that's what they think.
Status quo lovers, just people
pretty
who
much.
Don't want the boat to be rocked.
Yeah, well, that's exactly who they are, and they hate any form of activism. So I'll give you an example. I've been here like almost 6 years. Five plus years. And so I've done a lot of protesting or demonstrating, whatever you want to call it, waving signs on the side of the road. And frequently people will yell out their car window. Usually the responses are positive, but sometimes you'll get the bird. Somebody will flip you the bird, F you. But sometimes people say, get a job. And I've heard get a job more often than anything else. And it's just this flippant comment that that people make because they presume that if you've got time to protest, then you must not be working, which, of course, is nonsense. And or if you're not working a 9-to-5 job, then you're not really employed, or some other kind of, you know, classist viewpoint. So I thought maybe it was just something against the Free Staters or the liberty activists up here. But then I was out on the corner of the peace protest that happens on a weekly basis here. And most of the time, that's 90% or 95% not Free Staters, not liberty activists.
Right.
And that's been an established protest that's been going on for years, like before the Free State Project. And these have been going on for a long time. So I don't think that the people driving by knew who I was specifically, but I heard them yell at the peace protesters, get a job. So there's some people out there that hate seeing activism. They hate it. It doesn't matter to them what the activism is. I suppose if it was like a pro-war thing, they probably wouldn't have said anything. But for the most part, they don't care who the activists are. They just care that they're out there and they're in, you know, they're annoying. They'd rather not see you.
I guess there are some people out there, but who cares what they think?
I don't. That's right.
I mean,
they haven't stopped me.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's continue with you and your thoughts coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. A little bit more, actually, about the Occupy events. Allie, you've got a few different related stories.
Yes, I do.
Stuff going on out in San Francisco and interesting news about the police teaming up with a big bank. All on the way, 855-453, plus the illegal treehouse, and whatever you want to talk about, 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.